I did Pablo, we used to have carried mostly all the things that was being talked about the Albuquerque. There's where it came from, the, most of the ideas, no more of people. So today we are under the Navajo tribe, which it is more better than anything else as a manner of that we can use the tribal money to be work on our reservation. And I don't hardly will say that tell you more about anything else, but we have done a very good for a number of periods of years that we have a good place of living. The Navajo tribe has worked it very hard for us to build our houses throughout our Lillivation reservation. And I think in the place of a little reservation, we should cooperate together in order to do more better things in our line. So this is the way we live today. But we have better water that comes from the mountain and a different country maybe. That's why the water is pretty good. So we don't have no water problem in that area. And the government and the Navajo tribe has helped us a lot. So I always thank them when I have to see them. So I don't have much to say about my people in this area. So I will just tell you this much, what I know, and I do thank you all for listening carefully to what I have to say. And so we'll give it back to the chapter and see. I do thank them for giving this me a little opportunity here. And so Mr. Alamo, I always forget your name, but anyway, we thank you for your for what you have said to the people. And I think dinner time is about ready, so I will give the vice chairman, see what he has to say. Maybe he has a more better idea than I have. So we thank you. The councilman from the Alamo country. So there is much that they could say as a chance that we'll give Mr. Vice Chairman, Mr. Jim Charlie. This is Mr. Jim Charlie. Hello to everyone in the community. I'll just have to say a little, not too much, because there will be at dinner time pretty soon. So we thank you for telling us so much about your country and your people, and how you are cooperate with your people. We have been here quite a long time discussing things about different things. We haven't went so far yet, but we will be going on as long as we have time after dinner. So I just want to tell you what I know of myself and my people. Here at Smith Lake, as we know, is part of the checkerboard area country. The checkerboard area lays about more than 5 townships, and it lays mostly in the mountain all the way down to Gallup and up to the state line. In about 1957, there was what they call a uranium rush came on throughout the country. People was looking for uranium here and there, all over the country. During the time of this, a man named by Paddy Martinez was the first man that discovered the uranium at Haystack. He is half-breed. His mother is a Navajo and his father was a Mexican. And he was the guy that found the uranium. In the time of his finding uranium, he didn't know anything about it. I'll tell you a little story about it. His mother was one of the good weavers in these days. And his mother was always dyeing her wool with the uranium color, the yellow color. And it gives a natural color. It doesn't fade out. So one day, Mr. Martinez asked her mother how she as these yellow wool being dyed. And she brought up some rocks that was in vein in between the rocks. And she crushed it up and boiled it with the wool. And there it gets its color. She said, "This is the way I get my color." And finally, I think Mr. Martinez fooled around and found out that there is a very valuable rock that they would have been using. So he took part of this rock to Grants and have it assayed, and it was a very rich uranium. This is where and how it was found in the early part of the year in 1957. And during that time, quite a number of our Navajo people was leased their land for uranium mine. And most of our people around Smith Lake area and down up the line, they have found some uranium on their land. And these Navajos are very well fixed today. And this is how we are today. And I think dinner is about ready, so I think I will have another opportunity when we get back. I thank you all.